at the Caercombe Stadium. Wakefield playing left to right in the change kit as we look in this first half. Hull in their Super 8 shirt of black with the white veers. Griggs gets us underway. Hull will have first use of the football. And we're through the 10-minute mark now as Randall comes to the right to Finn. Much better pass. Here's the kick. Jump ball. Stevie Michaels batted back to a Rundle for the corner, and a Rundle is in. And Wakefield have scored. He's going to go upstairs and check it. Try on the field is going to be, should be given by Phil Bentham. He's not even close, he's not within Cooey.
Oh, goodness me.
Goodness me. They should be giving that one live. No wonder we don't finish before 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, correct.
Finn tries to curl it round, just hasn't curled it round enough. Randall gets it to Finn. Finn on the left boot. Oh, it's down! It's a try! Oh. It's scored by Jacob Miller! 21 minutes on the clock, and Jacob Miller has come from absolutely nowhere to score. Try on the field's been given by Phil Bentham.
Great brilliant finish with one hand.
Absolutely superb. Brilliant from Jacob Miller.
Two XO players on the scoreboard already.
TRY and Wakefield lead by 8 points to nil as Finn sticks the flags up here at the Caercombe Stadium. 10 points to nil. Houghton gets it to Sneed. Sneed goes crossfield looking for Fanua. Fanua collects. Fanua's over.
Oh, fantastic.
And Fanua's in at the corner. 28 minutes gone on the clock. Touch judges back to Wake.
We're having a look.
So we're going to have a look at this. And the decision on the field is try for Maher Fanua. Again, I can't see what's wrong with this, and I don't know what Scott Michalowskis on that far side is looking at.
No, not sure either. Fanua just seems to outjump Caton Brown fairly and squarely, and
he's got the ball.
Why are we looking
down
at this?
Why are we looking at this? It's going to be try for Maher Fanua, and Hull FC, from nothing really, are back in it. And he's not going to miss kicking here. It's gone off the post and over here. It's game on again. It's Hull FC 6, Wakefield Trinity 10.
They're good value for the lead, but they're going
they're
here.
They're going here, down this left-hand side with Billy Tupu. Oh. Billy Tupu's away. Chance here. Tupu inside to Miller. Miller pins the ears back. Jamie Shaw comes across to bring him to ground alongside Stevie Michaels. And that's 10 minutes in the bin.
Yeah, it is.
For Jamie Shaw, second effort, second penalty of the night. And he's got to go. Kicking tee's on its way. There's your answer.
There you go.
Finn then with the kick. Sticks the flags up here at the Caercombe Stadium. And Phil Bentham calls half-time here. The natives are restless. Wakefield lead by 12 points to 6 with a long ball. Here is Sneed into the Sneed dummy. Sneed goes. Sneed's through a gap. Sneed's through two gap. Mark Sneed for the line. Caton Brown gets there and Sneed has got it down. And Hull have scored. He's going upstairs to the video referee. Try should be given on the field. I haven't seen the decision on the field,
try,
but it's going to be given. Mark Sneed's easily scored this. What an effort, though, from Mason Caton Brown to try and prevent this try.
What a huge minute that could be in both teams'
Shaw
season.
Back in and involved in that. And the flags are up here. We're all square. It's Hull FC 12, Wakefield Trinity 12.
Oh, penny for the thoughts of Chris Chester. We're starting to worry that we're going to get a repeat of last week, because just like last week, Wakefield have pretty much dominated.
Finn to Miller into the line. Chance here to Griggs. Maher Fanua has just smashed Scott Griggs into the middle of next season.
Wakefield rattled there clearly.
I think Scott Griggs is.
Scott Griggs is definitely rattled. He's getting a check over, isn't he, from the trainer now. Asking him if he knows what week it is.
Oh, dearie me.
They're going to miss Fanua, aren't they?
As Houghton at dummy half comes the left-hand side to Kelly. Kelly's going to put a jump ball up. Here's the jump ball. Griggs jumps and Griggs goes down in the in goal. And Kelly's been taken late. Here's the touchy with a flag. And it's Tinaru Arona who's late.
There's all
this
sorts
is a huge
on
call. Here is Sneed
what
then.
What a moment this is.
Justice, he's missed it. He's missed it.
Yeah.
It's gone. I think the rugby gods have just had their 10 pence with there, don't you? Sneed gets it to Ellis. Ellis to Washbrook. And Danny Washbrook on the crash ball. Can't get over. Five short of the line, just to the right-hand side of the post. As Houghton for Ellis will score! Gareth Ellis on his final appearance at the Caercombe Stadium has possibly got the try, which could give Hull FC the victory here. 9 minutes 30 left. The black and whites are in front for the first time tonight.
We've been talking about how it was written for Griggs to score the late winner.
Oh, what makes it even worse is he hasn't knocked on. Ben Jones-Bishop hasn't touched that ball with his hand. Wakefield players are fuming. Danny Kerman wants to speak to Phil Bentham, and he's got a point. Here's Sneed, kicks on its way, that one's straight down the middle. Flags are up here, Hull lead by 18 points to 12. Here we come. Mark Snead, drop goal on its way. And Mark Snead has kicked the drop goal. And Hull FC have taken their lead out to 7 points. 74 minutes on the clock here. And Mark Snead's drop goal makes it a 7-point ball game. And now Wakefield really are up against the big ball. Here is Griggs. Griggs gets it to Tupu for Caton Brown. And Mason Caton Brown has scored. 3 minutes left. It's not over here at the KCOM. And Hull FC have conceded. 19-16. Liam Finn's got the kicking tee in his hand already. Here is Liam Finn with the conversion. Oh, what a beauty.
What a kick.
What a kick from Liam Finn. 2:20 left. It's Hull FC 19, Wakefield Trinity 18. As Wood at dummy half gets it back to Finn. Finn for the drop goal. Has he kicked it? He's kicked it! Time off! Oh!
The Hull players thought he'd missed.
Everybody thinks he's missed. He's going to check it with a video referee.
He's missed.
Missed it! He's missed it as Liam Finn. And Hull aren't going to get the game back underway. He's tapped it. And that is it. Full time here at the KCOM Stadium. And Hull have won by 19 points to 18. But that doesn't tell half the story.